When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You want to be their next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, November 11th. Happy Veterans Day. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yep, happy Vets Day, man. It's all those people are much more courageous than us.
Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
Yes, I echo your sentiments. Happy Veterans Day to all who have served.
Eric Bickle's here.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, it's one of the things. I grew up in a family that my dad never really talked about it, but the U.S. Army changed his life. He came to this country with nothing. Ultimately, was served in the military. GI Bill led him to college and ultimately got a master's degree from Johns Hopkins. And a lot of that is all because of the military.
Yeah.
Happy Veterans Day.
My grandfather was a captain in the Army and served in World War II. He actually met my grandmother over in Italy when he was serving over there.
Mm.
And my grandmother was a nurse. And they met over there and they got married and they met and 6 months later got married.
Nice.
Whirlwind romance.
He wanted to hit that skin.
A whirlwind romance.
A whirlwind. Oh, yeah. It was. And yes, happy Vets Day to all that served and currently serve.
Mm-hmm. Cakes' pops was in the Navy. I don't feel like he talked about it that much.
I didn't talk about it a lot. He did talk about a harrowing experience where his plane almost crashed. Yeah. Like, that was the one.
He never really liked to fly after that, right?
Terrified of flying.
Yeah.
Big time terrified of flying.
Right. Well, throws you too. I know that the Navy has airplanes, but growing up as a kid, you think Navy, that's boats.
Usually, yes.
Right.
But I think we all learned in Top Gun that those are naval aviators.
Right.
Tom Cruise, a naval pilot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you have it.
Gotta have air support.
Everything I learn is from movies for the most part.
Right.
TV.
Right.
Not a lot of books being consumed over here.
Anyway, happy Veterans Day.
Yes.
We're here because we felt like we should do the show after a big Commanders game, and it is a big week for them. Commanders come up short, close game, 28-27. There are so many big plays in that game, but obviously the spot is the biggest play that people are going to talk about. The fourth down, the first fourth down that they don't convert, pass to Zach Ertz, and he gets spotted just a little bit short. Like, I don't know. I mean, initially when I saw it, I thought it was probably a first down.
I think you're with most people. They saw where he was on the field, at least from the camera angle, and it appeared if he wasn't there, he was super close to it. But the refs, like, by the way, they couldn't wait to just point the other direction and just call it against the Commanders, like with the quickness.
Well, I can tell you this. So thank you to Jason Wright. I was in the president's suite, which is an unbelievable spot.
I'm sure it is.
The food was amazing. And earlier in the game, I remember me and my buddy Matt, one of our buddies that we grew up with, there was one just innocent play during the game. But it was like a 7 or 8 yard pass. And I noticed I mean, the way that they spot in the NFL, it's the most inexact science.
It's archaic.
Like, the two referees that spotted it were like 8 yards behind the ball, and then they just ran out there, and they're like 17-yard line.
I don't understand. Mm-hmm. We have chain gangs. We have old guys spotting balls. I mean, there just has to be a better way. Mm-hmm. I know there's a better way. It just hasn't been implemented yet.
I thought it was a first down as well, but Zach Ertz does. I mean, he's a veteran. He's got to know. He's got to get past that line.
Right.
He just does. It's on a fourth and nine.
Well, he kind of was past it, but then he came
forward. But then he came back. Yeah. I mean, he's just got to know where he is.
He's just too close.
I mean, easier said than done, I'm sure. Yeah. But he's just got to know exactly where he is on a fourth and nine.
He's also the king of not getting yak. And then, look, that pass, he wasn't really going to get a lot of yak after that, but that just kind of goes to his skill set at this point. Like, and then, where he catches the ball,
that's where he goes.
That's basically where he's going to land.
I mean, again, there's so many plays you talk about. And then the way the game ends, again, my buddy Matt sitting right next to me, and he goes, Russell Wilson's going to try and draw him offside.
Of course, everyone knew it. Everyone, except for Johnny Newton.
I'm sure Johnny Newton knew it, but he was just overzealous trying to make a play, and, you know, he jumped.
Well, Bobby Wagner should have taken all those guys in the huddle and went, they're not going to run the play.
Right.
There's no chance they're going to run this play.
Yeah, I bet he knew that. He just still jumped.
Just instinctive? I don't know.
Kind of instinctive.
I don't know. With Tomlin, I think there was a chance that they run the
ball. There was a chance.
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought 0% chance.
They're not going to possibly give Washington the ball up one at the 50.
No.
I mean, there's no way.
They're clearly there to try to draw them off sides. And 99% of the time, that play just doesn't work because the defense is disciplined. And they sit there and they wait for the quarterback to bark it out, and then they punt.
Yeah.
Usually. That's usually the way it goes down.
Well, it was. I could say, as a Skins fan, I wonder how Cakes feels today. First of all, how do you feel
for being a Skins fan?
Yeah.
How do I feel overall?
Yeah, break his heart.
I mean, I feel okay.
Yeah.
I feel okay because the Commanders were right there with a team that everybody was like, how are they going to hang with the Steelers? How are they going to hang with this juggernaut known as the Steelers? Well, they were right there at the end.
Like, they're for real.
I don't put the Steelers in the same category as the Ravens. I feel like the Ravens are just
they're very good.
They're a good team.
They're very good.
They're not great.
I think you have the correct response as a Skins fan because I think you're basically a Skins fan.
I'm not devastated because they were right there.
Yeah. We played kind of a sloppy game. But all credit to them. It was all their pressure and everything. Mm. They created a lot of it.
Generally agree, but the Oz fielding punts, that wasn't pressure created by them. That was just
a mistake.
Self-inflicted wounds.
Yes. I don't think the Steelers created that much pressure on James.
Oh, I think they did.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I thought Washington did a great job on T.J. Watt. I mean, Hayward was good, the guys in the middle,
they did a pretty damn good job. They didn't necessarily hit him. They were in his face. He had to get rid of the ball a little quicker.
There's a reason.
They definitely sped things up.
His yards per attempt were way low.
Yeah.
And he didn't run. They didn't allow him to run.
Right.
Yeah.
The Steelers had everything to do with that.
They did great. The Steelers, you know, hats off to them.
In those other games, Jaden had so much time to throw.
Yeah.
He was back there for 4 seconds.
He was hurried. And, you know, just had so many drops. It was just one of those games that, damn.
And he was a little off, too. Because there were a couple times, like,
but I think it was a bit
could have had a big play to Luke McCaffrey, kind of, you know.
He let him.
The one he had to McCaffrey on, no one's talking about, was the hardest, one of the best throws I've seen all year from Jaden. He's rolling left. He fires it 35, 40 yards. It was by far his biggest throw, I thought, just in terms of the arm strength, and McCaffrey didn't come down with it.
Yeah.
Didn't
the DB get his hand
DB
in there?
Yeah, the DB was right there.
The DB got his hand in there.
Yeah, but I mean, I was just blown away by the throw. I was like, wow, you can't tell me that guy's really hurt. That was a freaking missile.
No, he was throwing lasers.
Yeah, whatever.
There were a couple times where I thought he threw lasers when he could have thrown touch passes.
Yeah, maybe. It was a tough game. It was a tough game for him, but I thought he was overall fine. And I mean, he's definitely good enough to win.
Deami Brown. I mean, Deami Brown, you get so few opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you can't drop the ball when you're wide open in the end zone.
It's terrible.
It's right on both of your hands.
I mean, everybody had a part of it. I mean, Noah Brown dropped a couple. I thought Luke dropped one
Ertz
at least. Ertz dropped a couple.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, but the worst drop pass of the day was on the fake punt by the Steelers.
Yes.
That was unbelievable.
I disagree.
That was a fake.
Deami was from 4 yards away, and he was wide open. Like, he's wide open.
Yeah.
Like,
but he actually threw harder. My point is, the Steelers guy All right. Yeah, he's never caught a ball in the NFL.
Right. That's part of it.
Okay. But that ball was lobbed up to him.
And he has a non-quarterback throwing him the ball.
It doesn't matter.
The ball's delivered
well. The ball was lobbed up to him like you would throw to a 5-year-old.
Kicks, they practice that play. He catches him in practice, I guarantee you.
I know.
Because if he didn't, he wouldn't be out there. He just dropped it.
But during the heat of a real game, he flubbed it.
And if he catches it, he goes for like 40 yards. There's nobody around him.
It was a ballsy call.
Your boy Danny Smith was Rick.
Yes, he was.
I couldn't believe they called that deep in Commander's territory.
Well, they almost had to. No one was guarding him. I almost wondered if they just called it at the line of scrimmage because nobody was guarding the guy.
No, you're right. Why weren't they?
To me, that was the worst drop of the game. Just in terms of
that's the second worst drop.
I'm not saying.
I think they were equal.
No,
I think they were equal.
Diami's pass was actually thrown hard. He should catch it 100 times out of 100.
Of course he should.
But the throw from the punter, or the snapper, whoever it was that threw it
was like the up back.
Yes. That ball was lobbed like you throw to a 5-year-old.
Yeah. That's what happens when you have non-wideouts trying to catch balls.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I don't even know who the guy is.
I don't even know who flubbed the ball.
Yeah, I don't even know who the guy is.
He's a DB.
Is he? Yeah.
I mean, those guys should have good hands. If
whatever.
Defensive back, hands
they gave
decent.
Us one, we gave them one. Right. I mean, to me, it's kind of equal. You know, hats off to them. They get the W. I don't know how I feel about the spot. I thought it was a little short, the spot. But he may not have gotten there because he did come back. We kind of gave up a little of his yardage.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Wrong side of it.
If I'm DQ and whoever the special teams coach is, I'm having open auditions for punt returners.
Izzo, right? Izzo.
Well, Izzo, yeah.
Isn't Crowder still on the roster? Like, why is Crowder not back?
I don't know. I know it's a short week, and that's a radical change to make when you have another game in 4 days, but I would seriously consider not having an odds on punt returns.
I might just chalk it up because I think that's the first time he's really done that. He did it twice yesterday. I think it's the first time he's really done that this year. Quinn said afterwards, and I know Quinn likes him because he's worked with him in the past, that he works very hard on
it. I'm sure he does, but those are huge game-changing
plays. Crowder's
got
an injury, I think.
Does he? Okay.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
When he fumbled, like you could see it from where I was. I mean, it was a high punt.
They both were the same.
Knuckled.
They hit him on the friggin' face
mask. Find something you love more than Oz loves, catching the ball on his face mask and then just rolling away from him.
Yeah.
Whatever. He loves to do that.
I thought there were some positives, a lot of positives that you can draw from that game. Like, we thought that Pittsburgh had a big advantage running the football. And though they did have 140 yards rushing, it was only 3.3 yards per carry. I don't know what Arthur Smith was doing. They ran that little pitch to the right. It never worked. Right. They ran it like 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, he gets horny.
He was committed to it, and I thought, me and my buddy were saying, well, at some point, maybe they're going to fake it and run a play. And they never did.
Yeah.
It's like, well, they're running that play
again. He's pretty good at coaching up running.
Think about what you love, like chocolate, right? You like all things sweet. Sure. You have a sweet tooth. That's what Arthur Smith thinks about running the football. He's just relentless.
Yeah, but it was good for them because they had the ball for 36, 37 minutes.
It worked.
Yes.
So it totally worked.
I'm just saying that the defensive line, which we've questioned a lot this year, they actually did a pretty good job stopping the run. Now, Thursday, they're going to have even bigger tests against the Eagles.
Yes.
And there's no turnaround time.
Also, by the way, a revelation to me was 64, Sheldon Day. He was making plays, our big tackle, defensive tackle, who I think they called up from the practice squad or whatever in the last couple weeks. I thought he was huge.
He ended up with 8 total tackles.
He had a bunch of plays. He was all over the place. Dante Fowler's playing great.
Fowler had a great game.
I don't know what happened on St. Jude's. He just got run by.
He just got beat.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I bet he was leaning the wrong way because it's crazy to get run by that much.
Right.
He did a little hesitation.
I don't think Lattimore gets beat like that.
Yeah, I think Lattimore, help is on the way.
They need him desperately Thursday.
But it sucks. We're going to play a good Eagles team, very likely have same result, who knows, 50-50 game, I think. Could go either way. But, you know, we're fortunate because I think the schedule is, you know, it's not devastating, and I still think we should get to 10 or 11 wins.
This is the big one.
Like
I said a few times last week, yes, it's a big game just because every game counts in the overall record. But if you beat the Steelers, you're right back to where you were before this game started.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Eagles.
Beat the Eagles, yeah.
I'm sorry, beat the Eagles, yes. So that's why. But it's a short week. You know, you only get 3 days off, and we'll see if Lattimore is available. But you're right, because after the Eagle game, I mean, the Cowboy and Titan game, home games to me, are...
I mean,
they're certainly must wins,
right.
But They're almost locked.
They should be good.
I mean, Eric, they're almost locked.
There's nothing locked, but they should be fine.
I know,
fine.
It's the NFL, anything can happen.
They should sack, it's almost locked. They should sack Will Levis a half dozen times in that game. I don't know. That's an outrageous number.
I mean, like, the Cowboys are Dunsky. The Titans
Cooper
are terrible.
Rush or Trey Lance, pick your poison.
Yeah,
the way the schedule plays out, they should be able to get to 10 or 11. And,
yes, I agree.
You know, whatever that gets them, fine. It's all gravy.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about throughout the show. It is.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Hey, Misery Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace.
We haven't said that in a while.
MIOS.com. Yeah, it's been a while. We'll take your calls next, your reactions, your takeaways from the game. 800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can also text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Same number, standard message and data charges may apply. You can always hit us up on social media at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.